Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to the Financial Survival Show. And I want to say this right now. I hope, we all hope, that all of you have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know, it's the only truly Christian holiday in this country, and it's founded clear back in 1620. So, to give praise to our Father for the food on the table and the abundance of what He's done for us, and whether we have a piece of bread and a bowl of beans or a T-bone steak, we need to be thankful that we have something to eat and just thankful. Just remember that tomorrow with you, if you have time with family, whatever it may be, let's count our blessings. But anyway, welcome to today's program. We're glad you're with us as always. We'll be joined in a few minutes here by, with Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs. And as always, we go through the markets and the metals first in the broadcast. And 20 after the hour, we'll be joined by Melba Elders, Cedar Stream, with a lot of different news to cover. So let's get started on metals. Metals were all down today slightly. Gold was down $790 to $1989.80. Still pecking on $2,000 mark. Silver is down 10 cents, $23.72. Platinum was down 12, $924. Palladium was down 23 to $1,041. The markets overall are all up across the country, across the world. NASDAQ was up 204 to $35,293. I'm sorry, Dow was up. NASDAQ was up 75 to 14,275. S&P was up 21 to 4,559. FTSE was up 0.72% to 18,480. DAX was up 0.36% to 15,957. Nikkei was up 0.29 to 33,451. Hang Seng was up 0.71 to 17,734. Oil was down 0.91 cents to 76.86. USDX was up 0.33 to 103.90, and 10-year yield was down 0.002 to 4.416%. So there you go, kind of a mixed bag. Markets all positive, metals down a little bit, oil down, USDX up slightly, 10-year yield down. So it's kind of a mixed bag, a little bit different things, but basically markets were good for this, as far as being up. Now, let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson. And as always, Wendy comes packed with information and a very interesting topic she wants to share with you today, and I'll let her tell about that. Wendy, welcome.
Hey, Pastor Bush. Good to be with you and all the listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Missed you last week. I'm sorry you were a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, I had a touch of laryngitis, so I didn't have a voice for radio, sorry to say. So I didn't do any of my own shows either. I just didn't, if I opened my mouth, I squeaked. I wasn't really... Anyway, it wasn't good for radio. So a little vacation unexpected from radio, but I'm back. And, yeah, we're going to talk about protein cell switches on aging today. This is according to some new research, Pastor Butch, at the University of Bergen in Norway. And I think they have found some answers regarding the mystery of mortality and aging. The research did appear in the October 2023 issue of Science Daily. So they're on this path to immortality, and we've talked about this before, that science is trying to crack the code to physical immortality. The millennial generation has this saying, Pastor Butch, they describe, when they want to describe adulthood, they say the struggle is real. And therefore, imagine not dying and forever struggling in this world. I couldn't imagine anything worse. No, I don't know about you.
No, I don't want to do that. That certainly is not heaven, that's for sure.
No, I know, but you would outlive all the people you knew, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's look at this research. The University of Bergen, they discovered proteins as a key to all processes in your cells. They're attempting to understand their functions and how they regulate in order to be able to manipulate a protein to do what they want it to do. And remember, you know, I've said this before, proteins are key switches within your cells. They influence how cells operate. And many proteins can be modified by enzymes. Here is a quote from Thomas Anderson. He is a professor at the Department of Biomedicine, University of Bergen. He says, quote, "For many years we have known that nearly all human proteins are modified by a specific chemical group, but its functional impact has remained undefined," end of quote. So, you know, they're creeping towards this. So what the research did reveal is that the identified protein's job is to protect us from degradation or, you know, disintegrating in order to secure a normal longevity and mortality. So if the scientists endeavor to change this protein, Pastor Butch, they may no longer be a normal aging process. So changes could accelerate the aging process, or it could deter them as well. So, you know, switches can go either way like a pendulum, you know.
Right, right.
So one of the key enzymes that the research identified as influencing protein was called N-terminal acetylation, which acts as a shield to protect protein from degrading. And science first discovered this enzyme when they were looking at fruit flies. So research is saying the same application applies to us humans. So science thinks that when using the enzyme to influence the protein expression, as it is reversed, they think they can get the desired result, reverse aging.
Okay.
And I just wonder how that might work. You know how God has the last laugh on that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So let's say they reverse aging, Pastor Butch. Does that mean a grown man will revert to an infant?
You know, I doubt that very seriously. I truly do.
Yeah.
The Bible tells it's appointed the man wants to die. No matter what we do, we're going to die.
Oh, I know. I know. God spoke it, and it's going to be
That's
done,
right.
You know.
Yep.
Well, according to Professor this is Professor Sylvia Verland. She's a professor at the Center of Cellular Biomedical Research, University of Toronto, Canada. She says N-terminal acetylation has the power to dictate a protein's lifetime and affects our cells in numerous ways. And then Thomas Anderson chimes in and says, this work untangles some of the secrets and shows how N-terminal acetylation shape individual proteins' fate, end of quote. The word fate.
Huh.
Well, they say they have some technical advantages. So with each decade, our technology advances, and it's able to show the scientists a little bit more detail into God's creation. Now, research from the University of Chicago, they reported some new and improved electron microscopes that are helping scientists to see in more detail cell degeneration involving your proteins. So this research also mentions the enzymes involved affecting approximately 80% of human proteins. So this is at a University of Chicago. They said protein degradation is a carefully orchestrated process, end of quote. Just think about scientists mucking that up for a minute.
Carefully orchestrated. That speaks to the hands of a creator, doesn't it?
I know, and I think they're just going to mess it all up.
Of course.
Well, do you remember the medieval legend, Pastor Butch, the medieval legend that sparked the tale of the Holy Grail? Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So the notion that a goblet of elixir that a person could drink from could make them live forever, that was the legend. So the legend alleged that Jesus Christ actually drank from the goblet at the Last Supper, giving a sacred and mysterious power. Of course, this is all just hookum. So the legend grew during the Knights Templar around 1120 AD and into the Middle Ages, and some believe it was a Christian legend as well, but it is just a folklore thing. According to History.com, they said the word grail probably comes from the Latin word grandel, which refers to a deep platter of foods that were served at a medieval banquet. They also go on to say historians believe that the origins of the Holy Grail can be traced back to pre-Christian Celtic mythology as well as Christian legends. So the Holy Grail worked its way into literature, your romance novels, modern movies, the 1989 movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Remember that one?
I sure do.
So most people and scholars are kind of skeptical about the notion that a Holy Grail exists. Also, there are claims that 200 vessels around the world are the Holy Grail. So most of these vessels are quite ornate. They look like 12th century goblets with precious metals and alabaster and gold and decorated with gemstones. One would ask, Pastor Butch, how would the disciples have acquired such a dining goblet? You know, that's like something a king would have on his table. Mm-hmm. Where would the apostles have had that? So it's not likely that they would have something like that. They would have something on a humble scale at the Last Supper, maybe drinking from simple stoneware, you know. So, and some think it's the same ornate goblet that the Pope drinks from, whatever. However, where this legend originated and is perceived is kind of a big question mark. With each century, though, the legend changes, and it does grow, and it's important to note. The Holy Grail is not mentioned in the Bible at all.
No, it
right,
is
Pastor
not.
Rich?
No, it is not.
Now, Learn Religious said this in January 2020. They said the story of the Holy Grail has ancient roots and has changed dramatically over the years. Oh, yeah, well, it's a fable. The most famous version of the legend of the Holy Grail appeared in the 1400 AD Sir Thomas Malory's writing titled Mort to Arthur, The Tale of the Knights of the Round Table. Remember that?
I do.
So, we don't have a Holy Grail. Our Holy Grail, if you want to call it that, is Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. He's the one that's going to save us. And if you want immortality, that's who you got to know.
He's the only one that can offer that.
Right, right. So there's a reason man's life is 120 years. If you look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, science wants to counter God's will for man. And I imagine that outcome will be unexpected for science. Rather than, you know, chase a legend on earth to live forever, why not trust God instead of science? Why not seek the Lord, fulfill your purpose, and have a spiritual life that lives on forever in mortality? I go for that one every time.
Amen. I just can't imagine desiring to live in this world. We'll probably see progressing every day and watching those around us that we love die and leave us. I can't imagine. That would be hell. That wouldn't be anything that I would look forward to.
There was a movie that kind of addressed that, Pastor Butch. It was called Dead Again. And Bruce Willis starred in it with Goldie Hawn and I can't think of the other actress's name. But it was kind of, you know, Bruce Willis, he played a plastic surgeon. And he, out of the three stars, had a character that was more grounded and rational. The other two women fought over him, and they were very shallow. And they would maneuver and manipulate the surgeon to do plastic surgeries on them all the time. But they weren't satisfied. It was never good enough. So they were looking for, quote, the Holy Grail. And I won't ruin the story for you, but what happens, though, is these women experience all the people they know dying around them, and they only had each other, the two women in the end, and they were not friends at all. So it was just sad, but it gives you, you know, that perspective that, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, while on our earthy realm that we're in here, you know, God's given us some healthy lifestyles and medicinal herbs that can help, you know, promote a long life, that normal long life that he's, you know, allocated. So we have a lot of power in helping our lives to live as long as we can using our lifestyles and our medicinal plants. We have that power right now. Pharmaceutical companies and your medical institutions, they don't have that power, but you do. You have that power. God gave that to everybody that would seek it, see?
Well, you know, man has always, always, since the beginning almost, tried to find some way to thwart the plan of God for death and to live, you know, to mock God and to live forever without his grace and mercy. They've done that almost since the beginning. I mean, in ancient China, the emperor was being, who knows how much money may develop something for them to drink to live forever. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, I know that they're doing all this cloning now on pets. Have you seen this?
Sure.
$100,000 and you can clone your pet.
I think you and I both know they're probably doing the same thing to people. We just don't know about it yet.
Right. Yeah. So I it would just be weird to me. I mean, I've had some lovely pets over my lifetime, and that notion never even occurred to me to do that. You know.
No. No.
Nor would I want to, even if I was handed $100,000 to do it. It's just too creepy for me. I don't know. Not going to do that.
No, I understand that. I do. But now,
but
I know
Klaus.
You go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know Klaus Schwab has some ideas and things in the works because he doesn't want to ever die. Have you heard about him?
Oh, I know who he is. Yes, and that doesn't probably doesn't want to die. I wouldn't. If I were him, I wouldn't want to die either.
Well, I think Pastor Sanders told me this. He's got plans to, upon his demise, they're going to preserve his head, freeze it somehow, and then when the technology and the science catches up, they're going to install his head on a healthy body, and he can live on, kind of thing.
I've heard that, and I've heard about they freeze the whole body and bring it back to life when they have the technology to bring it back. I think Walt Disney's one of those who are frozen.
Yeah,
You know, so this is really weird, perverted stuff that anybody in their right mind would not even think about it, but Klaus Schwab certainly is not in his right mind.
Right, and, you know, that's right. And the other thing is the other thing they're working on is to be able to take your brain and all your thoughts and memories and all your learning and kind of download it into, I don't know, some box or a cloud, and then upload that to, I guess, a freshly deceased person, and, you know, just, you know, have your mind move into their body and take over, kind of thing. And that's creepy too.
It is creepy, and they've even developed the thing by putting your mind into a cloud or some kind of computer gathering service where your thoughts will always be there. You'll always exist in virtuality, so to speak. Your mind will be there, but your body will be there. I think that'd definitely be hell.
Oh, I know. I mean, you know, what's worse? I don't know. The mind of Klaus Schwab, mind melding with artificial intelligence? I mean, come on. It can get really out there. And I hope the Lord gets here before it gets too bad, because that is just hideous.
It is. It's beyond hideous. There's no words to describe that. That would be such a torment. And the Bible does say that though the people in the last days want to die and can't die.
Right.
Who knows what this could lead to? Who knows?
Well, nothing good, I don't think.
No way.
In the meantime, we have some medicinal plants that can help us until the Lord comes. And we're having a Thanksgiving sale, and it's 25% off. Details are on our website at thepowerherbs.com. Or they can call toll-free to ask 866 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And we combined the Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday all together.
All right, folks, give her a call. Wendy Wilson, thanks so much. And seriously, have a great, great Thanksgiving with your family, okay?
You as well, and all the listeners. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you soon. Folks, back at the break with Melody Seastrom and a lot more to talk about. Y'all hang in there.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you
up. All righty, folks, we are back in this Financial Survival. We are now joined by Melody Seastrom, the gold diva that's out there today. We'll help you with your finances, give you some ideas how to prepare for the future. And, folks, gold has been hanging around $2,000 an ounce now for 2 months. I mean, just pecking up above it just tightly. Now it's down a little bit below it, and silver's pecking on 24 again. It's going to go up. It may come down a little more before it goes up, but it's going to go up. And it's not going to get a whole lot cheaper in the future, I can tell you that right now. And you need to give Melody a call at 800-375-4188 and ask them questions. And she has a special one, I think, this month still, with the Silver Eagles and a 10-ounce gold piece, which is a steal. Tell you the truth, it's really a good deal, since how the price went up since you made the deal. Nonetheless, Melody, welcome to your broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing the part of the program with Wendy. I do miss listening to her. I listen to her when I have a chance to, but yeah, thank you. It's always good to be here. Yes, $800 for that special 2020 of the 2023 Silver Eagles. And of course, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles for $800. And that includes all your shipping costs too. So it's a great little deal. So all they have to do is give us a call. And right now though, our offices are we're basically on the skeleton crew. Everyone's gone home but myself, and everybody's preparing for the big day tomorrow, Butch.
Yep. I look forward to the time with the family, and of course I look forward to the turkey and the dressing and all that stuff too, you understand. Now, and I just tell somebody a little bit ago, it is a hard time this time of year to watch what you died. It's really a hard thing to do because everybody says, well, one piece won't hurt you. Come on, have one little piece. You know, so it's hard to watch you died.
That's true. And, you know, but, you know, to me, the change in the weather is more difficult to, you know, you just kind of get into that, you know, we're kind of like bears, you know.
Uh-huh. A little hibernate.
You know, hibernate, so you got to load up on those carbs and, you know, it's bad for you. But you know what? I saw this funny survey. You know, if we need a little humor for the day, I think this will do it. And, but there was a survey and, you know, it's funny. I do this survey. They surveyed about a little over 2,000 Americans aged 18 and over. You know, that's a wide range. And that's the problem with surveys. You never know who they target. You never know how many. I mean, sometimes you do, but most people don't pay any attention to it. And you even have government numbers that are actually given out as, you know, investment decisions for based on a survey.
True.
Retail sales is a survey. So, you know, but this survey was millennials say they need $525,000 a year to be happy.
Ooh.
Yeah, how about that?
I think I could live on that too.
Yeah. They said they could be happy. A Nobel Prize winner's research shows they're not wrong. So is that what makes you happy? You know, so 59% of the respondents think happiness can be bought, and the average person believes it would take having $1.2 million in the bank to be truly happy financially. When it comes to the annual salary, the average respondent thinks they need $284,000 each year to be happy. And here's what each generation said they need to earn annually, as well as the net worth required to achieve happiness. Gen X was $128,000 with a net worth of $487,000. They're probably almost the most sensible. Millennials, $525,000 with a net worth of $1.7 million. Gen X, $130,000 a year with a net worth of $1.2 million. And baby boomers, $124,000 with a net worth of $1 million. So men said they needed to earn $381,000 annually, while women said $183,000 would make them happy. That's a little bit of difference there. I mean, men probably think that they need that for a family, where a woman is just thinking about herself, maybe. I don't know. But, because that's weird that there's such a big divide there. So yeah. So,
and I just wonder how many realize that most people, very few people, are going to be making $500,000 a year. You know, that's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And the thing of it is, they don't know how much work they have to do to make that.
Work?
To make that kind of money, you sacrifice.
You mean,
yes.
You remember Maynard G. Krebs? Work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but,
who wants to work for
it? I mean, well, and most of those kids that are that are still living at home.
I know. That's why I say, who wants to work for it?
I know. Maybe they should say, what is your parents' income?
Yeah, there you go. I was talking to a lady at an appliance store, and they're doing their best to find help, just to help deliver appliances. One guy called off sick, and a few days later called in and said he found another job. He can't find anybody to take his place. They're getting way behind. They can't find anybody to work. You know, I mean, I talk to this people a lot of different places. They cannot find help, and that's really sad. But it's a sign of the times. And everybody says, well, people are begging for jobs. Well, they're out there. You may not find a job paying $50 an hour, but there are jobs out there. So if you really want to work, you can find something to do, and that's a fact.
That is a fact.
That's a fact. Okay, now where do you want to go now?
Whatever you have.
I got a lot here. A lot. I do. This first article has nothing to do with finance, but it's a good question, Melody. Why can Argentina count 25 to 30 million paper ballots in hours, while blue U.S. swing states take days with machines. Is that a fair question?
Well, yeah, but I would also have to question their method, too.
Well, I don't know. It just says, and it's quite astonishing that the United States of America, one of the most powerful nations in the world, struggles to hold such streamlined elections. We're going from having election results on the same night or in the early hours to prolonged counts of sketchy ballots behind closed doors, with the winner remaining unknown for days on end. And I remember that. I remember used to know that one long after at least midnight, normally, the election was already settled. I mean, before they even got the vote, even before the votes were closed in the West, the majority of vote already. So, I mean, these things are, you know, kind of weird, but third world countries are still using paper ballots, and they get done quicker than we do on machines. I have to wonder about that. And I personally would much prefer paper. I know you would, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, just a curious question. Argentina can count them? We can't. And on another note, desperate army backpedals on soldiers booted over COVID. Before the Pentagon rescinded its lawful COVID shot mandate in December 2022, the unlawful COVID mandate, the U.S. Army forced out 1,903 active duty soldiers for refusing the experimental vaccine injections in the 15 months the mandate was active. Now, as the Army faces a major recruitment crisis by missing its enlistment goals 2 years in a row, now, folks, take that seriously. The only alternative they may have is a draft. But anyway, it has sent a brief letter to those soldiers offering them the opportunity to change the characterization of their discharge, potentially rejoin the service if they desire. So they're having to backpedal and say, they're sorry, you messed up, but you come back and join us again. They can't meet the recruitment goals. And it's not just Army. Other branches are having the same trouble. So I would say that maybe, well, the next step is going to be a draft. And I don't think anybody out there wants to see a draft that I know of. Do you?
No, I don't. No.
Knowing now that's probably going to involve her daughters and wives also. And if it gets desperate enough, how far up would they go in age, and who would they take? I mean, it's something to think about. California, good old California, here we go again, approves $20 minimum wage. $20 minimum wage. And I have a problem with government mandating businesses pay any amount of money for their workers. Free enterprise does not allow for that. Free enterprise lets businesses compete for workers and offer the best salary they can, and probably no more than they have to get the workers. But when government gets involved, folks, they throw a monkey wrench in the whole works, and $20 an hour sounds like a phenomenal amount of money. But it also causes inflation, and it's still less than a dollar an hour of real money, a whole lot less than a dollar an hour of real money. So, Melody, we haven't gained ground. We've lost ground because of inflation with every minimum wage. When I started working, minimum wage was $1.75 an hour. That's been a long time ago. I don't know what the minimum wage is here in the state is now. I have no idea. Probably 15, I'm guessing. I don't know. But we haven't gained, have we?
No, we really haven't. And, you know, you're right. It's government shouldn't dictate what people get paid, but they've been doing it a long time. They've been dictating who people should hire, when they should hire, when they can fire them, when they can hire, when they can fire. To fire anybody anymore, it's almost next to impossible. They made it harder and harder for people. And, you know, of course, if you work for any type of government, you can pretty much do anything you want. You'll never get fired. You know, it's the easiest job around.
Well, so, it is. And the best benefits. A lot of times they have great benefits.
Yes, yes.
The Golden State has rolled out yet another legislation aiming to give a financial boost to fast food workers. The newly approved law has marked up the minimum wage to a whopping $20 per hour, a noble increase in considering the average hourly wage for fast food workers last year was $16.21, almost $4 more an hour. Now, I wonder if fast food will raise the prices to cover this. Anyway, this shift in financial norms is not isolated to fast food chains. Currently, non-fast food workers in California already earning a minimum of $15.20 per hour, positioning the state as one of the highest barriers minimum wage in the country. The law further introduces a council with the authority to elevate this wage annually until 2029, tethered to a 3.5% increase on all rations in the U.S. Consumer Price Index for urban and clerical workers. Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, voiced his support for this legal advancement, highlighting that California is home to more than 500,000 fast food workers who, for decades, have been fighting for higher wages and better working conditions. Folks, I'm telling you right now, this is nothing but socialism or communism, if you will, and it's destroying the economy. It always has. It always has. But for a while, it took a while for people to notice it. Now that we're seeing the dollar become worth less and less because each one of those $20 getting paid is backed by nothing and worth really nothing, it caused inflation, so the workers lose ground. So the hamburger they paid $5 for next week may cost $5.75 this week because they had to raise their wages. Melly, that's true, is it not?
It is. I mean, all these strikes that, you know, these workers had, you know, they're closing factories, they're changing things, and, you know, it might be, you know, maybe there are the EV factories and so forth, but on the other hand, these are still people's jobs. And the big question is, would they have been lost? Would they have lost their jobs had they, as the people, if the other employees didn't strike and come to such a strong agreement? So, don't know, but makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder. And isn't free enterprise competition between businesses for the best product, the best and the most needed product? And the best workers, and they pay what they think is fair to them. And isn't that called free enterprise?
That's what it used to be called.
That's what it used to be. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned this many times. Shrinkflation. Robbing us quietly in back alleys. Inflation robs you of purchasing power by driving up the price of everything you buy. You see the impacts of inflation every time you go to the store. But sometimes inflation hits you in a more subtle way that's difficult to see through shrinkflation. Inflation-driven rising prices don't just hit consumers. In fact, they typically impact producers first. As the cost of materials, labor, and equipment goes up, companies feel the pinch. Eventually, they pass those costs on to their customers. But raising prices is bad for business, so sometimes companies find other ways to cut costs. They shrink packages or simply put less stuff in the same size box. While the price stays the same, you get less product. Now, folks, this statement is really important. Shrinkflation doesn't show up in the CPI, and consumers often don't even notice. But the effect is the same as rising prices. You ultimately end up with less stuff. It is stealth inflation robbing you of purchasing power in a back alley. And no, that's right. I hadn't really thought about this, but this doesn't show up with it on the CPI.
No, it doesn't.
So they don't count it. And so that means inflation is worse than what they say it is, obviously because of shrinkflation. Golly. I mean,
you know, and the thing of it is, we've been talking about shrinkflation for over 20 years.
Oh, yes.
But yet you don't hear, but you've just now recently heard that term being used frequently.
But it is a sneaky way.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
A sneaky way to make more money and cost us more. But again, it doesn't show up in the figure, so inflation's only 6%. We're not counting shrinkflation, which would make it maybe 8 or 9%. But they don't count that. So to me, it's just kind of, it is sneaky both ways around for counting it and for fooling the public. It is a very subtle way of taking money out of our pockets. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, and you also see it in the quality of the product, too.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's just not them taking away, but it's the quality. Look at some of our clothing anymore.
Oh, my.
That is shrinkflation in a different manner. Certainly, you're not getting it in a box. The box is, you know, but look at the materials. It's cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And even the good clothes is cheap.
It is.
Cheaply
you
made.
You mentioned boxes, by the way. Sales on boxes have dropped a bunch. People aren't shipping as much stuff. I can't remember the exact numbers, but box producers are seeing a fall, a less demand for their for their product. So we don't see it all the time, but folks, it's still there. It's still there. And after the break, we're going to find out that the bottom 8% is significantly poorer since the pandemic. We're going to cover it in a minute, because it's true. While they're wealthier, I actually get wealthier through the, because of the pandemic. We'll discuss that after the break. Melody, you want to take us out?
Sure do. Did you see where the Buffalo Airport canceled all international flights? We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back for the final segment already. And by the way, they will not be on air tomorrow or Friday, and Melody will probably tell the same thing. But again, as I already said, I want y'all to really have a good Thanksgiving. And for, no matter the circumstances we're in, if we know who Christ is as a personal Savior, and I mean this with all my heart, we have a lot to be thankful for. Because if you know Christ, this life on earth will be the worst you ever see it. And I mean that. And if you don't know Christ, this will be the best you ever see it. Think about that. Mel, do you want to say anything before we get started?
Well, no, I just wanted to give the update where the Buffalo Airport cancels all international flight after the FBI is investigating a vehicle explosion at the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. I think that the Niagara Falls in the U.S. and Canada, two people are dead. I'm assuming it is something to do with, you know, what's going on in Israel, some sort of jihad, is that what you want to call it?
Jihad, it could be, yeah.
Something like that. They really don't go, there wasn't no immediate information on this explosion, so, but they did close international flights, which I think is kind of interesting.
It is interesting. And this could just be the beginning. I don't know.
That's, you know, what I'm thinking, that they might. But then again, the governor, look at her. You know, I'm sure, you know, I don't know. I shouldn't say I'm sure. I really don't know. But it makes you wonder if the direction she was briefed on the situation at her direction. The New York State Police is actively working with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force to monitor all points of entry to New York. She was going to travel to Buffalo to meet with law enforcement and emergency responders, and will update New Yorkers when more information is available. So there you have it.
America has become a very unsafe place, and that in my lifetime has changed from what it used
to be. It's just beginning. This is just beginning. These terrorist attacks are just beginning.
Just beginning. Oh, my. Well, anyway, back to what I want to share.
Yes.
The bottom 80% is significantly poorer since pandemic, and this is creating a Robin Hood mentality all over America. This is by Michael Snyder. This guy does write some pretty good articles. The rich have been getting richer, and the poor have been getting poorer. And by the way, that's Bible also. And this is causing all sorts of societal problems. Thanks to social media, the poor can see the incredible affluence that the wealthy are enjoying, and they are deeply envious. Of course, it certainly doesn't help that flaunting wealth had become one of the favorite pastimes of the wealthy. Many of them love to post photos and videos of their luxury lifestyles on their social media accounts, and that is not a good thing, because times have not been good for most of the country. In fact, a brand new study from the Federal Reserve has discovered that the bottom 80% have lower bank deposits and other liquid assets compared to their status in March 2020. As of June, the bottom 80% of household income, which when adjusted for inflation, has lower bank deposits and other liquid assets compared to their status in March 2020. The decline marks a significant shift from the initial phase of the pandemic, where various factors, including government financial support and restricted spending opportunities during lockdowns, led to the accumulation of excess savings. In other words, the vast majority of Americans have been getting poorer. Well, I think that's a simple statement and pretty easy to understand. What do you think, Melody?
Yes, I agree. I agree.
I can't imagine anybody out there that's anywhere near middle class or lower that doesn't feel the pinch.
I agree.
You know, I just can't imagine that. New York City Mayor, this came out of the mayor's mouth now. New York City Mayor Eric Adams called Biden's illegal immigration inflow unfair to taxpayers amid more budget cuts. Well, no duh. And you're the one that said send them here. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says President Joe Biden's inflow of border crossers and illegal aliens by the tens of thousands every month is unfair to American taxpayers. Since the spring of 2022, about 140,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, most after having been directly released into the United States Interior by Biden's Department of Homeland Security. As a result of an illegal immigration, Adams already announced that New York City service will be cut by 5% across the board to deal with the rising cost of caring for the foreign housing border crossers and illegal aliens, which is expected to total $12 billion by the end of the year. That's a huge amount of money, Melody, even for New York City. During a town hall in Coney Island, Brooklyn, this week, Adams called illegal immigration unfair to everyday taxpayers. I want to pass a budget that adds cops. I want to pass a budget that allows us to have more after-school programs, senior care, and infrastructure building. That's the budget I want. And so when people look at what's happening in the city, we are all angry, Adams said. Well, first off, government should have no business in senior care or anything else. That's not their job. But nonetheless, we'll move on. And I tell people all the time when they stop me on the subway system, don't yell at me, yell at D.C. Yell at D.C. We deserve a better city, he continued. On Tuesday, Adams announced more budget cuts, asking city officials to find $2.1 billion that can cut. Said he will spare police, fire, and sanitation services. According to Adams, New York City has a whopping $7.1 billion budget shortfall because of illegal immigration over the last nearly 2 years. Adams, as well as other sanctuary city mayors, have pleaded with Biden for a $5 billion bailout, but the White House has yet to make any such move. Isn't it amazing, Melody, that these, I'll use the word liberal to be nice, ask for illegals and they get them, and now they say it's unfair to taxpayers. Who do you think's paying for it in the first place? Or was going to pay for it in the first place?
Not them.
Isn't it amazing, though? I mean, they wise up. I guess he wise up. Or, I take it back. He's a politician. Of course he's saying this now. In a few years, he won't be reelected, won't he?
Right. Well, he's been saying that for a while. Nobody's really paying any attention to him, I don't think.
But they wanted him. Now they got him.
Yep.
Most people out there, I think, know who Albert Pike was.
Our listeners probably do.
Yeah, most people do. He was a general in the Confederate Army. He was kicked out. He's a high-level Mason. I think he's head of the Scottish Rite. And he made a statement here, folks. Now, this had been 175 years ago or thereabouts, I would assume. A Third World War. Now, how would he even begin to think about this? How did he even know about this? Will occur between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. I didn't know there were political Zionists even involved back in. In the Islamic world, I didn't know it was that big a deal. But anyway, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionists, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. He did say this. I read this statement before somewhere. It's been some years back. He did say this. How the man could even understand this that far back, I have no idea. I don't know. But he said this is what where Third World War is going to start. And I agree with that many years ago. Also, watching the Middle East, even before I knew all the ins and outs of Zionism and other things, I knew this is true. So, Melody, that kind of is a statement that should make us stop, pause, and think a minute, shouldn't it?
Well, it should, but I doubt anybody will.
I agree. But Israel and Hamas I understand now, it's been on news, have agreed to a truce to release 50 hostages from Hamas and Israel release some women and children from their side. But Israel vows to continue its war against Hamas after truce. Israel vowed early Wednesday to continue its war against Hamas following its truce in Gaza, according to official statement sent to AFP by the Prime Minister's office. The Israeli government, the Israeli army, and the security force will continue the war to bring back all those kidnapped, eliminate Hamas, and ensure that there is no longer any threat to the state of Israel from Gaza, the statement said. So Israel wants to push this war. And that's, I want to say, they want to push it. He's certainly fulfilling what Pike said right there. And to fulfill, again, I mentioned Isaiah 17:1 in a day in Scripture about Damascus. Israel bombs near revered Sharia shrine in Damascus hours ahead of Gaza truce. Damascus is now being bombed, at least certain targets in it. Folks, read Isaiah 17:1. Okay? I'm not going to get in details. It's not that important right now, but as far as getting details, but they have now begun bombing in Damascus. That's something you need to think about. Any comments, Melody, on these things?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I mean, I'm glad whatever thing they're doing to release anything, but you know, Israel's releasing, what, 150, 130, 150?
Like that. Yes, yes.
And we're getting 50?
I don't know. Don't know how they come to that agreement.
I mean, 50 is better than none.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem like we've had the upper hand or then be reversed. I'm not a negotiator, and I'm sure there's more involved than just looking at something and seeing but that was just my thought. It's like, oh, we're getting 50. And then I guess if every 10 hostages they release, they get a free day of no bombing or something like that. It's like very interesting. Very interesting. So, I mean, I'm hoping that it works, but it kind of show. I just didn't think that we had the upper hand on that. But anyway.
No, we don't. But you're right. 50 or 5 or 1 is worth the effort, I guess, in that much.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
U.S. warns Iran is weighing sending short-range missiles to Russia. Iranian and Russian military cooperation is expanding as Moscow presses war in Ukraine, U.S. says. U.S. fears Iran preparing to provide Russia with advanced short-range missiles, ballistic missiles, for its military campaign in Ukraine. Iran has already provided Russia with armed drones, guided aerial bombs, and artillery shells, U.S. officials said. The U.S. concerned that the military cooperation between the nations may further expand, grew when Iran showed its Ababil and Fatah 110 missiles to Russia Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu when they visited Tehran in September. We are therefore concerned that Iran is considering providing Russia with ballistic missiles for the use in Ukraine, a spokesman for the National Security Council said. Well, that's probably true. But we supply missiles for Ukraine, so did Europe and other nations that supplied weapons for Ukraine. Why shouldn't Iran back its ally? I mean, come on, Millie. I mean, this makes sense to me. I mean, if they're friends and we're backing what we call our friends and allies, why should Russia be any different?
I don't know.
You know? I mean, that's because they're the good guy. I mean, we're the bad guy. We're the good guys.
We're the good guys. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're down to. And two quickies on the end here. Good news. Oregon judge blocks magazine restriction permit requirement for gun purchase. So Harding County Judge Robert S. Rocchio issued a permanent injunction Tuesday afternoon against Oregon's ballot measure 114, which contained magazine capacity restrictions and a permit to purchase requirement for firearm buyers. Good for them. And in your state, Fourth Circuit of Court Appeals and Court, Maryland handgun license requirement is unconstitutional. So two good things that have come out of some courts as far as gun rights go. The Judge Richardson in the appeals court said he wrote the majority opinion. And this is why he said license permitting to handguns specifically, there is an additional preliminary step. You must also obtain a handgun qualification license. Getting that license requires, among other things, submitting fingerprints to undergo a background investigation and taking a 4-hour-long firearm safety course. Then after submitting your application for this extra license, you must wait up to 30 days for approval before you can start the rest of the process. So, unconstitutional is right. That's very true. Even the cops in Oregon said, we don't want this. That means we can't carry more than 10 rounds in our off-duty pistols or handguns. So, some good news in the way of, I guess we can say, gun rights in this country. Miller, we're down the last little bit here. What do you want to say?
Do you have any final thoughts for the day before we head into Thanksgiving?
No, I want the people to really take time to enjoy Thanksgiving. I mean,
the
years go by so fast, days go by so fast. Take time with the family, whether it's one of you or two of you or 20 of you. Enjoy the day as best you can and give God glory for it.
And, you know, if you eat a lot of turkey that has the tryptophan in there that makes you sleepy, so that will make the day go slower for you, maybe. So eat lots of turkey. Butch, I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I know this
you
is
too, Melody.
Your favorite holiday, is it not?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Y'all, you have a good one, too. And folks, we'll
Thank
see
you
this next week. Go ahead, Melody.
Yes. All righty. Good night, folks. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.